crackers to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me do my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones. And NASDAQ, leave your pride on your back. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAMs, ZIP, SIPs. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
Hello everyone and welcome to Binary Revolution Radio episode 52. This is the 1-year anniversary special. We have been on the air on Rant Radio, on DDP Hack Radio, downloadable for MP3, 52 episodes, 52 consecutive weeks, and I hope that you've been listening to all of those. Even if you're a new listener, you're more than welcome to go back and listen to some of the old episodes. Hopefully they'll stand up pretty well. And I'd like to take this opportunity right off the top of the show to thank all of the guests and co-hosts that we've had on the show. We've had some pretty, pretty intelligent, downright brilliant people on the show over this past year, and hopefully continue that in the future. So personally, I want to thank everyone, even though, yeah, I'm on here every week trying to kind of MC the whole thing, but it's really, you know, the co-hosts that are bringing all the knowledge and all the information to the show. Sincerely, without them, this show wouldn't be what it is, so I open up with a nice thank you to them. And that will act as a transition now to kind of a tradition that RFA kind of started over there on RFA. We'd always have some outtakes. See, when we start the show, we always do sound checks, make sure everybody can be heard clearly, or try to anyway. And we do some outtakes, do some sound checks, and usually some funny stuff happens, and occasionally we save some of it. So we're going to jump into a few outtakes to open the show, and this is just an amalgam of all the different guests and co-hosts, and see if you can recognize the voices and see if you can recognize what episodes they came from. But some pretty funny outtakes and some funny moments that ended up on the cutting room floor from different parts of the show, or again, outtakes doing sound checks, stuff like that. So I'm going to play a few of these back to back, so enjoy them, have a laugh, some of them at my expense, some of them at others, but take a listen and hopefully you'll find these as funny as I did.
What we've got here in Texas is called Allsups.
Awesomes?
Allsup. A-L-L-S-U-P.
Okay.
Have you ever come in contact with one of those?
Never heard of it.
Okay, well, never mind.
That's it? I don't get the story now?
Well, they've got the world's best burritos. Like deep-fried beef and bean, in quotation marks, heartburn burritos, right?
Wait, which part was in quotation marks? The beef? If the beef's in quotation marks, I'll pass.
Yeah. They're open 24 hours and don't have a dumpster. Go figure.
Yeah, figure that one out.
But yeah, seriously, they've got the world's greatest deep-fried burritos, and they're open 24 hours.
Wow. For all your deep-fried burrito needs.
Yeah, and I was there last night, well, I guess technically this morning at about 3:30, picking me up a couple of chimichangas. So I say that to say this, that's pretty much going to be my destiny when we're done recording.
I was going to say, if you have to vanish for a few minutes during recording, this will explain it to the listeners why. I'll insert this in or something.
Yeah, they wicked hankering for some deep-fried burrito action, so he went to go get in on that.
You know, I don't know those particular chain names, but man, those late night, all night, 24-hour truck stops, they make some hella good food, man.
Yeah, they do.
They make some good, that's the only place you can actually get, like, real old home-style food, because, like, you got real old home-style people there, man. They cook in this old-fashioned way. More fat, more grease, more lard, deep-fried.
Scattered, smothered, and covered. Baby.
Exactly, baby. You don't take none of that, Atkins crap down there. You won't find no hide nor hair of that. You got deep-fried, double-dipped pork rinds.
Yep.
That's good stuff, man.
Oh, I love it.
Wait, hold on. You don't think Janet Jackson's hot?
Dude, I had a fucking girlfriend I was dating force me to go to a damn Janet Jackson concert.
I'm not talking about a concert. I'm talking about Janet Jackson, for her age, being one fine woman.
What's up with this qualifier stuff? For her age.
Well,
you're hot or not?
Oh, she's hot.
She's hot like Michael Jackson.
No.
He grows the scruff so he doesn't look like her.
No. Michael Jackson wants to look like, what's the chick, I don't know, was it Gladys Knight? Who's his idol?
Diana Ross.
Yeah, he's trying to look like a woman. He's trying to look like Diana Ross.
Yeah, he's messed up in the head.
You're crazy. Janet is fine. She's always been fine. Dude, Janet Jackson in the Black Cat video? Or the Rhythm Nation video? Dude, are you crazy?
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know anything about music.
Rhythm Planet? What?
Rhythm Nation. We are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. This phone call is degraded.
I hope you're
recording this, by the way.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I'm the one recording so I can delete these things.
Damn. I wish I had that on tape.
If you were recording.
Janet Jackson.
If I knew you were recording it, I wouldn't have tried singing.
Oh. Snake Dogg and someone else. Snake Dogg and some guest.
So, anyway, let's see. Yeah, that's going to sound... Okay, so, all right. So, check this out. So, what is up with you stepping and sticking your grubby fingers all in my cookie pie? What was up with that, man? That was my first cookie pie ever, and you snapped my cookie pie in half.
Well, I wanted some cookie, too.
Well, we all want some cookie. That was my... See, I always get just the cookies. That was my first cookie pie.
Really?
Yes, I was going to lose my cookie pie virginity to that.
I've had...
And you went and fingered up the cookie pie before I could get my taste.
Yeah, well, there's going to be lots more opportunities for you with your little cookie person.
I thought you were going to say cookie hoe, but that's...
Yeah, I wanted to be a little more politically correct.
Yeah.
We're supposed to watch our language, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not that strict anymore. I have one of our regular co-hosts on the show... the Bland Inquisitor Nizzle himself, Bland Inquisitor in the house.
Woot!
Poon! Anyway.
Coincidentally, my birthday is Thursday, the 27th.
No joke?
Yeah, so this is like the 27th annual Bland Inquisitor celebration of dropping out of the Poonane.
Oh, yeah. So to celebrate, you went out and got some deep-fried taquitos.
Yes, I did. I'm actually... Right, as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to go and get me two or three deep-fried chimichangas.
Well, if you have to leave at any point during the show, we know that, you know, there's going to be... See, here's the problem with the chimichangas. Boy, we're going to start the show off in a hole and work our way out.
I've got a gift. I've got a knack. The show is always so good.
See, there's nothing better than a clean pinch. But when you're having tacos, when you're having deep-fried this Mexican food that you're going to have...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're going to run screaming. You're going to have a bad case of the screaming memes.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to be wiping all night, dude.
In Texas, we have Blue Bell ice cream. I don't know if they export it to other parts.
Yeah, we got Blue Bell.
Okay.
What, do you rub that on your brown eye to cool it
off? No, man. No, you eat that after you eat the chimis, right?
They don't naturalize each other.
Yeah, they do. You eat the chimichangas, and then you eat the ice cream, and then when you're shitting out, you know, liquid hot magma from the chimichangas, you're like, come on, ice cream. Come on, ice cream. And then it hits, and all is right with the world.
Is that like big bucks, no whammies? Stop!
Yep. Oh. Bucks, no whammies. Whoop! Jalapeno.
Oh, God. All right, man, you realize we can't start with this.
Then you look like that weightlifter and shit.
Oh, no! No, you evil bastard! No, you did not go there!
Every time I'm on the show, man, I gotta throw the weightlifter in.
God.
It's just my thing. It's what I do.
Oh, you're killing me. All right, I'm stopping. Yeah, we gotta stop. You there? What are you yessing about?
The link said common or face. So it says saggy boob girl sucking on a can of beans.
What in the hell are you talking about?
This dude's dong is freaking... it's 4 inches long and 4 inches around.
Dude, it's like a fucking cube then.
That's what I said. It's a fucking can of beans, dude. It's a fucking can of chili.
Yeah, well, I hate to be on the receiving end of that one.
Fucking hey, dude.
That's like fucking Roto-Rooter, man. It's like a toilet snake or something. Oh, man, you're killing me. I have to put this on the outtakes, too, now. Damn you. And I didn't even get to do a good sound check out of it. Let me see. All right. Now, are you going to be coughing through the whole show?
I'll move it so you won't hear it.
Yeah, turn your head and cough.
I'll dip.
That was a little that was a little dirty pervert joke.
Sick.
Like, want some candy, Wintermute?
Oh, that's sick.
Come on in my car and you can have all the candy you want. And video games, too.
Oh.
Just don't tell Mommy and Daddy.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, well, fuck you, too.
Whoa. Easy there, killer.
Or as close to perfect as we can possibly get, I guess.
Close enough for around here, huh? Good enough for a town this size.
Good enough for government work.
How does a civil servant wink?
He
opens one eye.
That would be me. Well, I guess I ought to also mic check my getting angry and yelling voice, but I don't think I have any angry topics tonight. I think I'm pretty in control tonight.
It's a calming Zen influence I have, huh?
It's that the fact that I don't have anything about the RIAA today.
Maybe it's just the ambiance of having this 200-year-old Buddha head that I have in my office.
Well, I'm not exactly sure where to go with that joke.
I'm staring right at it. It's a really nice piece. I bought it on eBay for like $50.
I guess Buddha head is the best kind of head. You know the Buddha, of course, is slang for marijuana, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, I don't know how traffic is up there in the morning or in the afternoon, but down here it can be a real pain.
Yeah,
Where I work, because where I work is pretty much a high-profile area.
Right.
On the beach. Aventura, I don't know if that rings a bell to you, but...
I've heard it, but I don't know, you know.
Like, moneymakers live over there, so... And people are out in the streets all day long, especially around 4:30, when everybody else is trying to get home.
Right.
Rich people just driving around for no apparent reason on the phone. That doesn't have to do but from go store to store every day.
Rich people just walking around, lollygagging in the streets, just throwing away money. Must be nice. Rich people piss me off. You here?
I'm here. The party don't stop till the panties drop.
All right, well, let me do another sound check here while you're looking at your ViewSonic monitor. So you're very happy with it, huh?
Oh, dude, I love it. I just looked up where I called you, and it's awesome. I'm probably going to buy another one.
Have you given it the prawn test?
I didn't know there was such thing. Does that mean splash it with steamy hot okay? And see if it works?
Well, I meant had you actually, you know, brought up some porn on it to make sure you could check it all out, make sure everything
Let's
was
go.
Clear and visible.
PlumpRumps.com.
Make sure it didn't have any V-chip, you know, and it blurred out all the good stuff. All right, let's... All right, you are listening
to...
And
the show's saying all right again.
Damn you! Damn it, now I gotta stop. Oh, yeah, how about American Idol? You've been checking it out?
Yeah, no.
No.
Just the one engineer,
dude.
The Asian engineer guy, doing, God, I don't even know the name of the artist he did. That was pretty funny.
Oh, he was doing, she bang, he was doing Ricky Martin. No, he was great.
I actually saw that. I liked him.
Yeah, he was cool.
I would hang out with that cat, dude.
I would buy his album.
I would totally hang out with that cat.
Yeah, he was, because you know what was cool about him? Dude was mad pimping, because... He went in, he did his thing, right? And then he's like, I got no professional training, right? He just laid, you know what? And then the cool thing about him, what makes him cool, he walked right out, slapped that backpack on with the fucking slide rule and a calculator and a fucking laptop system and all this fucking equipment and this engineering shit and walked right out the door and went right on with life.
Rad.
It didn't faze him, dude. He was cool.
Yeah, straight
that
up.
That dude rocked.
Props to bro.
Yeah, as opposed to, like, some of those other ones.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bad right. Chicks, they suck.
Well, if we're lucky. Hold on. All right, hold on.
Wife beater on and a gold chain, and I'll be set.
All right, anyway. So you're going to string strawberry? You want me to drop a beat for you?
No, that's all right.
Come on, man.
I haven't listened to that fucking album in, like, 50 years.
Come on, man. I'm waiting for you.
The hell do you want me to say?
That's the beat, man. That's the beat. Strawberry.
Oh, the words?
What how hard is strawberry? Strawberry.
They're red.
Yeah. So was that protein drink coming back up? Is that what that was?
Yeah, or whatever we ate before I took my nap. Hold on one second. Here, if I want to get some water.
Okay. Old man taking a nap. All right, so we're doing a sound check. Bland is on the phone.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Good evening, America, as it were.
Now, we don't limit it just to America. We have listeners from all over the world.
Yeah, good evening to everybody and everyone who has better telephone service than I do right now.
Join the club, I'm too cheap. Actually, to be fair, to give equal time, you have to say hello to every single country in their native language. So why don't you go ahead and start now?
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Paraguay, Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, England, El Salvador, too. I don't know the rest of
them. I was going to say, I can't remember the rest of you. That's as far as I got.
Yeah.
How about the state capitals? You remember that one?
No, I've got the MP3s, though.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. I have the CD.
Nice.
I kid you not, I bought the CD. Hey, we'll save that for the outtake show, and let's see if anybody has any fucking clue what we're referring to.
Sweet.
Now, we're going to be talking about Google tonight. You all read up and done all your research and everything?
Oh, I just fake it.
Well, that's what we do every week.
I don't mean a direction, y'all talk about anything.
Yeah, one day they're going to be on to us, though. There we go. It helps if I turn the mic on. Now, let's do a sound check. You there?
I'm here.
What kind of moron does a sound check and doesn't turn the mic on?
Uh-huh.
I spent all this time writing up nice notes for the show,
uh-huh.
And you don't appreciate them. You don't respect them. You don't love my notes at all.
Of course I do stink.
No, you're just saying that.
They're stink. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Do it. All
right, one last sound check. 1, 2, 1, 2. On the phone, decoder in the house, reading the show novels. You there?
Yeah, this is a fucking short story here. Long story about this show.
Yeah, this isn't default radio fly by the seat of your pants bullshit.
You should just fucking release the show notes as a text file and say forget the fucking show.
And just
write text to speech, have her read it out. You don't have to do it.
Just let her read the whole show for an hour. We should do that as a joke one day, like for episode 50 or something. This episode 100, if we ever get that far, and just have it all read to them.
Be a lot easier. Same yeah. Time.
All right.
So. I'm a princess.
All righty. Why are you a princess?
I don't know. I just wanted to...
Then just come back on the phone and just announce that?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be the prince? Is this like some kind of role-playing fetish thing you're into? Are you dressed up in a furry costume?
Oh, no.
Dude, are you
okay,
dressed up in a schoolgirl outfit or something right now? You like going to Otakon or something?
Otakon. Yeah, and then you could get just, like, enough out of it to be, you know, without the whole, because there's, like, three or four bars just, you know, before the thing starts going, and you know, they don't care about the whole spark plug, and his wife was twice the size and all the other stuff, but, you know, you could get just, like, a sentence or so before then that where they repeat the hook, Barney Google with the googly eyes.
How's it go again?
Want me to sing it again?
I got you recorded. That's going to be on the outtakes, you know.
Barney Google with the googly eyes.
Yeah, except you don't quite have that harmony that the Barbershop Quartet did.
I'm about to get my balls on.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for letting me record that.
Yeah, okay. Let me clarify that a little. I'm about to drink a drink called balls.
Little mic check, little sound check here. I say there, Lucky, we're doing a sound check. It would help if you made a little fucking sound.
Check one, two!
Yeah, how about you use a normal voice?
Alright, sorry about that.
I know you want to sound like a big boy, like all the other kids, but...
When I say jump, you say yes, sir, how
high? Let me see how loud that is.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Miami.
To the Haitian sweatshop. Shop.
To sniff the Aunt Jemima panties.
Oh, you know the thing is, he's going to be like Macho Man Randy Savage, age 65, and he is going to be touring at the Haitian Swap Shop with the circus. He's going to be in a ring with like 14 fans that don't even speak English, and he's going to be in the ring screaming out, Bonesaw!
Here's a mummified elephant's nutsack. Ooh, yeah!
Oh, man. Yes, we definitely have to have you on the show more often.
I try to lower property value as often as humanly possible.
I don't think we're a minute into the show and I'm already crying laughing.
Well, I'm a tattooed white trash now, so it's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, we smell our own.
And I smell Haitian.
And I smell Haitian panties. Dude, you're killing me. Okay, I'm back with you.
All right, what do you get when you cross Lee Iacocca with Dracula?
I don't know.
Autoexec.bat.
Oh, that's the worst computer joke I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, but it's topical for Halloween. You know?
Oh, that's horrible. That's not topical for...
That was topical 20 years ago.
That's not topical for a bad joke convention.
That's great. That's a great geek joke, man.
If you say so.
All right.
It's going to take you like an hour to read the show notes anyway, Mr. Hooked on Phonics.
I gotta mouth them while I read. NREV Radio, Episode 31, notes.txt.
Well, now see, it's a lot of overkill, but it keeps my format going. It keeps me, you know, going section to section, you know.
Let's see.
Organizational skills. Just because you don't bother to write show notes, Mr. Perfection, I can just wing it off the top of my head for an hour. The voice of Hacker Radio. Dual parallel. Show notes. We don't need no stinking show notes.
Going out on top, baby. Just like Jordan should have done. I'm going out on top. Like Larry Bird, baby, from the Association.
I would take Michael Jordan over Larry Bird.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
10 times out of 10.
Larry Bird is the baddest white man since Jesus. He went out on top,
yes,
like Jordan should have done.
But there is only one Michael.
There's Bird any day.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess not. Wasn't there like a Jordan versus Bird video game on the Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I think there was.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can ask Dakota. On several occasions, he'd call up a number on three-way, and I'd be laughing about something, and it would just, like, you know, it would be one of the, it would be a number that, like, you know, you have to press an option, and, like, the option would just go away because of my voice.
It's because you laugh like a girl. It's because you're, like, a whole octave above everyone else. You got that whole soprano thing going on.
Yeah, I should be a soprano.
Yeah.
I should be.
You talking to me?
You talking to me? me redboxing with my voice?
No.
You haven't heard that yet?
No. How do you redbox with your voice?
Watch. Hold on. I'm going to dial a test number right now. Hold on.
All right, I'm recording.
Please deposit coin
You're only worth a nickel, dude.
No. Listen, watch. Hold on. Let me get the,
You're only worth a nickel.
No, because I was eating, and I got a lot of stuff in my throat right now. I can't tune it real quick. It's the fear, man. Hold on. I'm going to try and tune myself right now. Hold on.
Like a retarded Muppet.
Huh?
You sound like a retarded Muppet. You sound like Beaker. What the fuck?
Monster test set. Coin test. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing.
Oh!
Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing. Coin tone. 5 cents. Coin tone.
If you get the quarter, you're elite.
5 cents. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. 5 cents. 5 cents. Coin tone fail.
I'm gonna try it with.
Dude, if you get the, if you get 5 of those in a row.
Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing fail. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing.
Take the dick out of your mouth. Maybe that'll help.
Coin. Coin tone timing fail. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Coin tone. Please deposit coin. Please deposit coin. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Coin tone fail.
God damn it. Oh, I suck at this. I'm going to get the quarter one of these days.
Anyway.
Go the fuck away, bro. Later.
What?
Later.
You could have hung up on me a long time ago.
Oh, like this?
Did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
You douchebag.
I know.
Okay, so there you go. There's a few outtakes for over the past year of the different guests that we've had over that time frame, and hopefully we'll have many more to come. Actually, as I was putting that together, I was literally in tears laughing, remembering some of that stuff that we went through. So fun to go back and listen to this stuff again, and so fun to do the show every week. Anyway, now, we also have a little little bit of excitement that sometimes we record, sometimes we don't, related to the show or not, some drama here and there. And here is one of them that happened fairly recently. I called Duel and had him on the line to relay the story to him, and luckily for you, the listener, I recorded it, so check this out. Let me turn the mic on first. Okay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm not going to do any sound check. I'm just going to tell you the story because I came home today, and I'm recording this, by the way, because it totally, completely freaked me out, and I was going to call you in a panic mode, and I figured I'd record this so you can make fun of me on the air or relate to me, one or the other. But check this out. I came home today. I went out after work, shot some hoops, went and played a little outdoor street ball, came home, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm all sweaty. I'm all just completely ghettoed out. I got my jersey on. I got everything. You know, I'm sweaty. I don't have my pocket, so I got my keys sitting in the seat next to me, right?
And there's a naked woman at your door.
Yeah, I wish it could be that good of a story. No, wait till you hear this. This kind of messed me up, man. This traumatized me, dude. This is right there with the Halon traumatization. It's not quite Halon traumatization, but it's damn close. This scared the hell out of me. I came home. I pulled up at my mailbox. And I'm digging around, you know, I'm trying to hurry up and get home. I grab my keys to the mailbox, I get out, I open the mailbox, and there's this big manila envelope in the mailbox. So, I'm like, I'm expecting stuff, I get a lot of things delivered, but I haven't ordered anything. I'm like, what in the hell could this be, right? So, I pull up next to the mailbox, my car's kind of in the middle of the road, I walk up, I grab it, on the way back to the car, I read this manila envelope. And I almost dropped a load in my pants right there on the spot. This manila envelope cost $2.90 to mail to me. It has my real name and address handwritten on the center of it.
Interesting.
It is a thick thing. It's $2.90, so it's a very thick envelope. And in the upper left-hand corner, the only other mark on this envelope, U.S. Department of Justice. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
You're shitting me.
I stopped. You know the first thing I did? I stopped and
looked around, right?
I looked up. You're damn right. I looked up and was just like, oh, shit, because I didn't know if people were coming out of the fucking bushes.
Hey, bro, I'd be checking your six right about then. What the
fuck? Dude, I'm looking in the tree above me. I fucking could bungee down on my ass after so, you know, I'm like... I'm usually very aware of my surroundings, but being
right.
All worn out from basketball and rushing to get home and just worn out in general, I was looking everywhere. I didn't see anything, right? So I looked down at it again. This came from the local branch, Federal Bureau of Investigation, official business, penalty for private use, $300. And it's handwritten to me, my real name and my real address.
Okay.
So... immediately, I'm freaking out. Then a second later, I'm like, wait a minute. You didn't do anything, right? You don't have to worry. There's nothing to worry about, right? But then the paranoia is like, yeah, but they think you did, or they could accuse you of doing it, and you have no clue.
Yeah, but I hang out with Bland. Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Bland's going to bring me down. All right. So, long story short, I finally opened it. I came to the house. I, like, looked at it. I didn't know whether to open it. I checked my house real close. I made sure nothing was touched. They could have come in here and grabbed my computers. Everything seems to be okay.
They owned you, basically, without even doing anything. They just, like, sent you something.
Well, here, I'll read you what was inside of this.
Please do.
Are you seeking a career that is not only challenging and exciting, but... Dude, they're trying to recruit me, dude.
Oh, my God!
Are you interested in a career with one of the most respected and sophisticated law enforcement agencies in the world? If your answers to these questions are yes, then the FBI may have a place for you.
Fucking shitting me.
How ironic is that?
Oh, my word.
How ironic. Dude, I was scared.
Well, they are listening. They're listening. No, it's very cool. You know, props to the FBI. dude, you are shit. You were just recruited.
No, not recruited. They are sending. Basically, they sent me the application package and everything.
Now, did they say we know that you're a dog? Blah blah blah. I mean, what happened?
No, they didn't say. There's no letter or personalization inside of here.
Okay.
You know?
Well, obviously you did, or they had something on you.
Obviously they're interested, too, because
this
is a pre-printed applicant information booklet, it says.
Son of a bitch, and that kind of freaked my shit.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm telling you, it freaked my shit, too, but for, you know... FBI. FBI Special Agent Selection Process Applicant Information Booklet. And here's the other cool thing about it. This is just pre-printed stuff that they sent me. They sent me an envelope, and in the bottom of the envelope, handwritten, I mean the address of the FBI on there, the local office of the FBI, and in the bottom left-hand corner, handwritten is an attention and a person's name.
Really?
And when I opened the actual booklet to look at the qualifications questionnaire, they call it, the application itself, somebody filled in a couple of these lines already with some names and stuff like that, because I guess, I don't know, they get a bonus or something if they find somebody good. Somebody filled out some of these lines
legit.
Already.
Is this all legit? Have you got a contact name? Have you called it and verified it?
Oh, I'm not calling any of them. Heck,
why not? How do you know? Dude.
No, I got to sit on this for a couple days.
All right, I think you should look into it. I think it'd be cool. Give me the numbers. Give me a name and number. I'll look into it.
All right, hold on. Let me see here. We are, as we are talking, by the way, I'm actually supposed to be streaming the show, so let me get this thing going here. This is timing.
So you're streaming the show right now?
I'm about to
recording
connect.
This for the show.
I'm recording this for... I figured I'd record this because I knew it was funny, and I'll take a joke at my own expense. I don't mind. We'll put it on the episode 50 clips or something. It's funny.
Good fucking story. Now, okay. Are you gonna? Is this going to be part of the show, the stream, or are you gonna?
Oh no, it's gonna
one
be,
of those add-ons for the.
Yeah, I'll put it in episode 50.
Okay.
All right. Let me connect and.
And I'll record this shit. I'll call up, bro, and then I'll just plug in wherever I say the your name. I'll just, you know, hey, do you know the Stank Dog? You know.
Yeah. Well, I might call him back. We'll see.
Florida.
Yeah, I might call him back. We'll see. I'm going to stop recording now. We'll save this for the clip show, and let me get the other show, the real show, started. But this is the drama that we go through to bring you Binary Revolution Radio every week. I hope you like it. Now, yeah, this is the anniversary show, and I've been referring to it as the clip show, but I really didn't want to use a bunch of clips from old shows. I wanted to do some new clips and things that I hadn't used in the past, some new material. However, I think there is one moment probably that stood out amongst all the others historically in our first year on the air, and that was another traumatic, drama-filled event, and I think it was episode 11 or 13, somewhere in that range. I think it was 11, and that was the story of the deadly Halon incident. So that, above all others, I figured might be worth playing again, because some people might not have been listening back then. Some new listeners may have picked up on us recently. So this is a classic gem that I've just basically cut out of that episode and put in here because, well, it seemed appropriate. So take a listen to this.
Didn't you have a Halon story, I believe?
Oh, did I already tell you the Halon story?
I think so.
Did I tell you the Halon? Oh, God, man, you're going to... This is going to be so embarrassing, but this is the funniest story that I've ever, ever... Unfortunately, I'm the butt of the joke, but imagine yourself... Again, this was all new to me. I had never even seen or been in. It's very intimidating, awe-inspiring to be in this situation. Well, my job was on third shift, and, you know, that's awfully late. So I wasn't always in the best state of mind sometimes. I would be in there and be, you know, half passed out, dazed, dozing, you know, falling asleep, nodding my head. Well, because of the situation with the computer room and because of the data and the machines being so incredibly valuable, there is a, I guess, fire control system, a safety system in place in case of emergencies, in case one of those sparks gets out of hand. And it is a Halon-based system, which I don't think they even do those anymore. I think they've gone into something else now, but I'm not sure about that. But this was, when you first walk in the computer room, there was a sign on the front door that says, "Warning, deadly Halon." So, like, here I am, this total newbie, walking in for, like, training on the job for the first day. The first thing I see is, A, that you have to use a combination to get into the room, and B, this big sign that says Deadly Halon, warning. Once you get inside, they have these two big tanks. They look like a jetpack or something over on the side, and they have tubes running from them through the ceiling to different parts of the room. And the tanks, of course, have the big do not touch symbol, danger, warning, blah, blah, blah. And there's Deadly Halon signs on each one of the walls. Very, very intimidating. Especially since I didn't know the first friggin' thing about Halon or what it... So they tell... You know, I asked about it. I'm no dummy. I asked about it and checked what's up with that. And they said, you know, if there's a fire, if something happens, the tanks will kick in. The sensors will go off. The tanks will kick in and you have... I think it was 20 seconds. It was 10 or 20 seconds before the Halon would come into the room. Well, this room was, you know, a big bedroom, I guess, if you want to think of it, like, say, two bedrooms put together about the size. You could easily get out of it in a second or two. But when you're in a certain situation, you don't really think clearly, especially when you're half asleep. So the story goes like this. I'm in there one night. I'm working. I'm half asleep. I got the lights out. I'm kind of dozing. And with the tapes that we used to use at the time were 3490 cartridges. And you'd load about six or seven of them at a time, and basically that would run for an hour before you'd have to reload six or seven more tapes. So I was in the middle of one of these tape changes. I go back there to one of the three machines. I'd unload the tapes. There were two tape drives next to each other, one for each machine. So I go in. I have six tapes in my left hand, balancing them against my chest. I have six tapes in my right hand balancing them against my chest. All of a sudden, I hear sirens go off in the room. I am here to tell you that self-preservation is alive and well inside of Stank Dog. These sirens went off and they were ear-piercing. I didn't know what they were. I didn't care what they were. All I know is that before those 12 tapes hit the ground, I was out the back door, full dead-on run, and the only thing in my feeble mind was, Deadly Halon! Deadly Halon! I ran out the back door like O.J. fucking Simpson. I hit that door like Eric Dickerson with a shoulder. I spun off the door, flew right out. I never hesitated, didn't miss a step. Fuck the tapes, fuck the AS400s, fuck the building. I ain't going out like that. I am not gonna die like a punk. I hit that door and that place could burn to the ground for all I care. I ran out the back door to the computer room, the emergency door. I run out. We had two buildings next to each other. I run full blast to the next building, punch in the combination, because again, this is the middle of the night, everything's locked up. I run to the building next door, I call my manager, who again, I'd only been to this, you know, maybe this was within a month this happened, so I was still a complete newbie. I go in, I had run between buildings, fully out of breath, scared shitless, half asleep. I get on the phone, I call my manager at home, it's about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm out of breath on the phone with this guy, and I'm going, computer room, there's a fire, everything blown, Deadly Halon, Deadly Halon! Completely in panic mode. I would give any amount of money in the world to have jumped out of my body and watched myself in full panic mode. I think it's the only time in my life that I've ever been completely... Oh my God, I'm gonna die. I was so scared and so blown away by that incident that, it traumatized me, dude. I'm still to this day traumatized. That is the Deadly Halon incident. That's the Deadly Halon story I mentioned to you that time.
I remember my post about my traumatizing incident when all the lights and the power and the entire floor went off. I'm just sitting in this dark room with this hum and all these little LEDs staring at me. It was the most bizarre feeling.
Yeah, it's like open the pod bay doors, Hal. It's like the computer took over.
Exactly.
Yeah, the same thing. What it turned out to be was it was just the general fire alarm for the building. It wasn't anything to do with the halon sensors. Of course, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about getting my ass out. So, I call him up. I'm completely in panic mode. He basically says, oh, that's just the fire alarm for the building. Don't worry about it. It goes off all the time. What do you mean it goes off all the time? Why didn't you tell me? I'm fucking about to piss myself running from this shit. And you're going to tell me, oh, just go in and punch in this code and it goes off. So I go in, I punch the code. Sure enough, it goes off. I go back down to the computer room. I'm still, even though I turned it off, even though I'm still scared shitless, I punch the code in the door. I open the door and jump back like Halon's going to come rolling out. I don't know what Halon looks like. I don't know what Halon smells like. I didn't know what the hell to expect. So I pull the door open and jump back. Everything seemed okay. I peer my head in. Everything was fine. There's 12 tapes laying scattered on the floor, which I had not labeled yet. So they're all out of order. So I screwed up the whole backup and had to start over, which sucked. But the moral of the story is, I actually was proud to know that self-preservation works.
And then you can run a sub-4-second 40, huh?
Oh, God. I swear, I don't know how in the world I got out of there so fast. I hit that door with my shoulder and spun. I was like, forget it, dude. I ain't going out like that. I am not going out no weekend, midnight, third shift. You know, I'm not going to be a in the paper deadly halon victim. Uh-uh. That's not for me. Oh, God. I'm actually in tears right now from telling that. That was the funniest thing. I wish somebody would have had a video camera taping me. I wish somehow I could see myself, because I know how I felt. I know I must have looked like I have no idea what I must have. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm running out the back door of this building at full run in full panic mode with alarms going on around me. It has to be the most comedic scene. It would make a great scene in a movie, I'm sure.
You know what that's called? Movie initiation.
And what a newbie initiation it was. I would not want to put anyone else through that ever again. And that brings us to the closing part of episode 52, our one-year anniversary, and I thought who more appropriate to have on the show for our anniversary issue, but someone who's been through a couple anniversaries, 2 years on internet radio, on internet hacking radio himself, but Mr. Dual Parallel.
I'm honored.
And I am just pleased as punch to have you on here. You've been through this before. You've got an anniversary thing going on. You know how this works. We played a bunch of outtakes and quite a few, actually, that I was saying that had me in tears listening to some of these things. I'd forgotten about a bunch of them. Some great stuff on you, by the way. You can't wait. It's going to be good. So, as we close out here, we've got maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I thought we'd kind of do a little walk down memory lane, if you will, a little reminiscing. That actually, it goes back more than a year ago, frankly. This goes back to RFA. You know, we used to do RFA a lot. I was on several episodes of RFA, and, you know, you did this much more than a year. So, I tell you what, you wanted to do this off-the-cuff impromptu, so here we go. Do you miss it?
Yes.
You miss doing the show.
So does Bland.
All the work that went into it and all the time that we put into this that people still don't quite understand. And you know me, that I'm very, well, all right, I'll say it, I'm very anal retentive about doing show notes and having, you know, material pre-planned and stuff like that, organization. So I put a lot of time into each weekly show, except for this one, of course. The clip show.
Enough.
And, well, I hope so, but at the same time, I still look forward to it. Even though it's me every week, I know it's kind of like this running joke of Stank and Guest or something like that, but this is like my release and my outlet and my way of getting out and talking to people and hearing from people and doing email and stuff like that, so I couldn't imagine stopping it right now after 1 year. I kind of sat back and said, it's been 1 year. Where, you know, is this what I wanted to do? Is this where I wanted to be? And am I done yet? And I don't think I'm ready to go yet. I don't think I'm done yet.
No, I don't think you are either. The show's got lots of life, got lots of listeners. It's a great show. Yeah, you'll be around for a while, I hope, and I'll help you during those stressful times as well.
Oh, there have been some, and there will be some, and
yeah.
Actually, you did not hear. Of course, we're recording this. You have not heard the previous clips, but Duel remembers the time I called him panicked, thinking the feds were about to to put me on the ground. And I played that clip earlier, too, so they'll get a good laugh at that. That was hilarious. So, yeah, we've been through a lot together. We really have.
Yeah.
And you know, let's look back at the past year. DEP has come through a lot together, and we've accomplished a lot. And that's, I like to measure things in terms of accomplishments, and are we better off now than we were a year ago? Have we accomplished what we set out to, or have we accomplished as much as we could in this past year? And I kind of was sitting back here reminiscing and thinking of what have we done for the hacking community, or what have we tried to do anyway. And I look back, and we are about to release our third issue of Binary Revolution magazine, and this has all been done in the period of about 1 year.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you want to, you could quantify what we have contributed to the community. Absolutely. And paper that you can hold in your hand, and invites that you can get from the web, you can absolutely quantify it. There have been good and bad things that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
I like to think that everybody is better off for what, you know, for what hard work you've done and you've, you know, coordinated. You can absolutely quantify. And then the third issue is coming out. And honestly, I like the biannual release. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, and that's I think that's basically what it's going to come down to. Our official stance has now become like FRAC, whenever we get it done, whenever we get enough content to put one out. And that looks like it's going to be biannually now,
yeah,
twice a year.
And you know what, that's I think it's refreshing. I think 6 months is a perfect amount of time to get something out, you know. And again, it's not too much pressure, but, you know, enough. It's not too long as to not have something to look forward to. On it. And again, to go back to, you know, not putting a capstone on the accomplishments, but you know, a representation of those accomplishments, I think, will be the release of 2.1 at Hope.
Yeah, and that, I guess, is what's going to happen, too, is I'm just, by the time I get them printed, I'm going to get them almost, it's almost like I'm stopping to pick them up from the printer on the way to the airport. It's going to be that close with the whole printing and timing of everything, so.
That's awesome.
It is probably going to debut at Hope.
No, maybe, if I may, maybe this is a question to ask everybody that shares in the show right now, and that is, is the community better off for the things that we all have done, not just, you know, the people in DDP or the people at the boards, you know? You know, is the community better off? I think people should, you know, stop periodically and ask yourself that thing. Are we better off? If not, what can we do to make it better?
And
you know?
And that,
so
is,
again, everybody, you know, somebody start a thread, please, and say, hey, you know, are we better off? You know, given the goods and the bads, you know, what is the net, you know, the net result of the community? You know, is it better off than it was before? I would say yes.
Yeah, and it's, again, like you're saying, it's what can we do? What can we? What more can we do for it? And it's not, this is not an ego thing or a DDP thing. I mean, we have had people in the community and people on our boards and people that we've met on the phones that have accomplished a lot of cool stuff, have started their own websites, have started their own radio shows.
Radio shows, hell yeah.
Yeah, all over the place. And you know what? We've always supported it. It isn't about me. It isn't about DDP. It isn't about, it's about the hacking community.
Right.
You know, and I do think that I get a better feeling now than we do a year ago of people really feeling like a community now. The elitism, I've seen it start to wane. I've seen it start to disappear where there's not so many. There's still, of course, it's going to be out there and it still exists in some places. But for the most part, I've seen people become a lot more friendly, a lot more open and accommodating and, you know, helping new people to the community and teaching new people. I've really seen that change in the past year. I honestly believe that.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, you know, going out and creating radio shows, whoever it is and whatever, I mean, it doesn't always have to be tech stuff either. That's the thing. You know, I like doing tech topics, but, you know, there's radio shows. There's some funny radio shows out there. There's some movies and politics and all kinds of great stuff out there that people have started because they, you know, thought that was their way of giving back to the community and giving something and giving what they have to offer.
Yep.
So, you know, writing articles is great. Putting out the magazine, Hack TV, you know, that, of course, has come out in the past year. That, I was very proud to get that out. That was a lot more work than I expected. And we, funny, I actually filmed some things earlier today before we recorded this for Hack TV Episode 2. Zero DB and I did a little filming and some other things, and, you know, it's constant and it's ongoing. So also factoring in something that I won't say harped on, but I've made clear almost several times over the past year, and almost every episode it seems like, we have jobs and we have wives and girlfriends and real lives, but we're still able to try to, you know, give back to the community. So I think, bearing that in mind, getting 3 magazines out biannually, I think that is a heck of an accomplishment. I'm really proud of that, and there's no way we couldn't have done it without Logan 5.
Thank you, Logan 5.
I can't shout him out enough. Absolutely just a talented human being.
And we're on his jock.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, come on, man. how can you not be? The guy is just talented, and, you know, he's got a life and jobs and stuff like that, so, you know, we're all working together, and it's working out, it's coming through, and I'm proud of the results. I'd rather take time and be proud of it than just throw something out there like other information magazines. Yeah, we won't go there. I'd rather be proud of what we put out, and if that's twice a year or even less, you know, I'd rather be proud of what we put out. And that's why, you know, I know it gets frustrating waiting for a Hack TV episode to come out. The next one hopefully will come faster, but, you know, it's whenever we can sit down and make time to do it. And, you know, I really think we're going in the right direction. But, you know, not only accomplishments from us, there's also been a lot of headlines in the past year, and I like to see... I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, but like I'll give you a couple of points. I'll point out a couple of highlights of the past year. Like, Microsoft had that big source leak where a bunch of their source code was supposedly spread around. Half-Life, they had a source leak, or actually a source theft, I guess is probably the better term for it.
Subsequent arrest.
And that's, you know, what do you expect? Spam has exploded in the past year, like worse than ever. It's gotten so bad and exploded so much that finally even Congress and members of our government are finally acknowledging the spam problem that we've been talking about for a long time. And all these things happening, but I think they're finally, like I said, Congress is taking attention, our government's taking attention, the news is reporting on it being a problem. I think that positive things are coming out of this negative stuff. They didn't like the Half-Life source theft. That wasn't, you know... Of course, there were some places that said hackers stole the source, but most places, no, it was thieves. It was not hackers. They didn't blame hackers. I'm wondering, and this is the question, I'm a long way of getting around to this question, do you think the media has changed, the mass media in the past year has changed? Not, of course, from me or us or anything. I think I've noticed the mass media being a little bit more hacker-friendly, if there is such a thing.
I would say yes. Mostly... I consume mostly, I don't want to say alternative because it's not, it is mainstream, but, you know, like, I listen to NPR, I don't watch much TV.
Well, see, it's getting it from a variety of sources, I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, you know, and I think that, yes, it has gotten better. The average person, though, still gets a little, you know, oh, you know, you're a hacker, oh, it's kind of scary and stuff, you know, don't touch my phone, you know, it still exists, that absolutely exists.
Oh, of course, and it always will.
Yeah, yeah.
To a certain extent.
Whatever.
But I hope that all of our alternative forms of media, like the radio shows we talked about in the magazines, and, you know, giving interviews and, you know, getting the point across of what people believe and why we believe that way, I think it's starting to seep in a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's a positive thing, and hopefully that will continue.
That's one of those positives we need to...
And on the positive note, you know, we have a lot of good things have happened in the past year. Linux 2.6 kernel has come out within the past year. It's been a while now. It's been within the past year since we started the show anyway.
Yeah.
Because I even remember having Hack and Slash on the show to talk about 2.6 kernel. Also, I noticed... Obviously, we have the HOPE conference put on by 2600, Emmanuel Goldstein and that group up in New York. We have that coming up here in actually a couple weeks. But not only that, but there's a lot of hacking conferences, technology, security conferences, whatever, you know, different terminology. But I've noticed a lot of them. You have Interzone, you have Freaknik, you have DEF CON, you have Just so many of them, and not only in the United States. There's the one in Australia that I can't think of the name of. There's Germany, I think, had one.
Yeah.
And
you know, a lot of those have been around for a long time.
Yeah, but like, well, Interzone was only its third one.
Right.
You know, and they're growing. You know, when they first started, of course, it's rough, and you got to get it growing. And there was talk about one in Arizona. I don't know if that's still talked about doing one there. And
Slipmode, whose radio show has been around for a long time as well, is working on that. So
right. So I'd love to hear some more news. Actually, you know what? I might talk to Slip and see if there is any news. Maybe get him on an episode and talk about that and some other things as well.
You know, Well, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get him on and talk, and he's got a presentation coming up at Hope Conference as well.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up, so I didn't want to stop your train of thought, but okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, and you know what, I don't know what he's going to, we don't want to have him present give his presentation here on the radio and then give it at Hope, so yeah, maybe it's better if we wait after.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, of course, right now the big news is still Google Gmail, 1 gigabyte of email storage, and how that's going to affect, and there's some privacy concerns and stuff along those lines.
Check mine right now.
Yeah, and I think that privacy has come to the forefront more than ever before as well, because privacy, which is something that's frankly has been, I think I can safely say it's been something that hackers were very concerned with, but finally other people are starting to recognize their right to privacy, non-hackers, you know, and I think that helps the fight and helps bring attention to flaws and problems like the U.S. Patriot Act, USA Patriot Act, whatever the hell it's...
Right.
You know. So, you know, bringing attention to it, mass media, you know, government attention, stuff like that. So I think it's come a long way in the past year, and I think we've come a long way in the past year. Now, are we going to get corny and set goals for next year, or do we... Obviously, we're going to try to continue to put the magazine out.
Well, I was just going to say, we already have goals. I don't know if they need to be stated over the air, but there's
right.
absolutely goals. We can talk about some things that we have planned for the near future, but to go through what we have planned, you know, we have long-term plans, by the way. Yeah, you know.
It could take a while.
Surprise anybody. And hopefully everybody does this as well. You need, you know.
Don't have to get, I'm sorry, you don't have to get corny and make a list, but...
Well, why not? Here's what I'm saying. You need to think further out. You know, I know maybe you're young, maybe, you know, who cares? You know, I'll be dead before I'm 30. You know, guess what? You probably live, right? You're pretty smart. You'll probably survive, right? So think farther out. To say that we do not have long-term plans would be misleading. We do. You also must have, you know, your short-term goals, but there are things that we have planned, and I don't think we need to go into them now. And you know, we can talk about a few things. I think I'd like to talk about HPR
great topic. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, briefly, HPR is coming along well again. RFA 100 was going to be, we left in that beautiful artistic F99, right? We just chopped it off right there. RFA was going to be open source, AUG, all that. HPR will be that. It's so I've got Audacity running beautifully now on Linux, making AUGs, and they're sounding great. I've got right here, this whole area, let's listen to this. That is my 3-channel mixer. I've got a mixer now. HPR's looking good. So I think the hardware and software is in place. Bland and I have been talking. We have been discussing the show. He will be on it, and it's closer and closer every day. So again, this is like you said, so it takes a little longer, so it's not scheduled. I want to be proud of it. That's what HPR is going to be.
Exactly. And the fact of the AUG, you know, that's one of the reasons that I, Cy, Pete, and I talked last week about the upgrade and the changes we're making to the radio server, which, again, is taking longer, but I want it done right. But it naturally works into the simple fact that Icecast supports AUG streaming. So, you know, we have plans, and we kind of think this stuff. We know what's going to happen. We know we have reasons for the things that we're doing. And you know, when we get this scheduling system up and running, you'll be able to put HPR on, and we'll let everybody know when it's going to be, et cetera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Obviously downloadable, of course.
Yes. Should be good stuff.
And as long, you know, speaking of which, you still owe the listeners an episode of RFA, if I'm correct.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to call you on that one. I'm going to bring
damn
that up.
Yeah, well, Wintermute had a great idea, and that is to record it at Hope. So that's the plan. So bring your, I got a new laptop. Hopefully it can handle it. Either I'll use mine or you bring yours or somebody. Right, maybe he
definitely
has one we could do. We're going to record 76 there. And then rip that down and provide it to everybody. Probably can't, probably not, but yeah, that's what we're going to do. That should be fun. Man, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that is definitely going to be fun. And we are going to have to do an episode of Binary Revolution Radio from there, because I'm going to be there for
a
while.
I wonder if Slip's going to do In the Now there as well. That'd be cool, man, all these live shows. Of course, Off the Hook's going to be live.
Yeah, I think we're going to do like a recap after. I think we're going to wait until Monday, after the hangovers have cleared and all that kind of good stuff. And do kind of a recap of the presentations that we attended and some of the stuff we saw and people we met and things like that. Since it would be that Tuesday, and I will still be in New York, actually. So I think that's the way we're going to do BinRev Radio. So
very nice.
I think that's obviously a short-term goal. And back to what we were saying earlier, got the hiccups all of a sudden here on radio. That's not good.
Oh, that sucks. Dude, hate hiccups. Hate
you know,
seriously, they piss me off.
Yeah, I know.
We
still don't mind laughing and having fun on the show and drawing attention to our hiccups. But and now try to talk about a serious topic, and that's what you were saying earlier about goals. Even our listeners, if I can extend this request, make a goal, even if it's small. Even if it's a tiny goal, make a goal for yourself for the next year. If you're a student, if you're in high school, you're in college, no matter what you're... Make a goal that's realistic that you can do. For example, make a simple goal to try and write one article for Binary Revolution Magazine, for anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Write one
matter.
Tech-related hacking article. That, I think, is a realistic goal that anybody, almost anybody in any circumstance, can meet. I think that's a goal that you can do. Write an article. If you have more time than that, maybe start a website. Maybe make your goal to film a Hack TV segment or you know, find an exploit, start your own website. Well, you know, different. Make some kind of reasonable goal that you want to do. And not that you've always wanted to do, because I know people have them. They've just never sat down and said, damn it, I'm going to do it. Do it this time. Tell yourself, I'm going to make this happen. Even if you can only work on it on the weekends, you know, look what Hack TV was a weekend project. You know, Binary Revolution Magazine was a weekend project.
Right, and I know where you're going with this, and the end result will be...
When you combine all that stuff together, everybody with more articles, the community as a whole grows, and we have
yes,
that much more.
Exactly.
So it's individual goals joined together.
Yes, growth and improvement of the community.
And that's really what it's all about, and we've said that from Episode 1 of Binary Revolution Radio, and from Episode 1 of Radio Freak America. And, you know, that's something we've always believed in and always will. Because, you know, without the community, without a support system around you, you're sailing alone in the ocean.
That's right. Boy, tie it all up, bitch. You do it.
Well, you know what? I guess we will tie it up.
That was good. That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah, you know, we got to get sappy and corny, I guess, sometimes. It's a one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
But, you know, after hearing you and your can of beans comment in the outtakes at the beginning, we've come full circle.
I was just going to tell you congratulations on 1 year, but,
yeah.
I haven't heard the show yet.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Maybe you want to wait.
No, congratulations on 1 year. I wait for it every week.
I appreciate that.
I'm the one directory surfing, like, you know, after it airs, looking for it.
Yeah, I leave the directory open just for a few. And, you know, I see there's still people like around 30 people a month that are downloading like random issue or episode 12 or episode 4. So people are finding it and going and getting those back episodes. So that's really cool that we're getting new listeners.
Oh, yeah.
That are going back. And if you're a new listener just picking up with the current episode and this is it, next week you'll see what our regular normal format is. We hope this one made you laugh enough and think enough, hopefully, to say, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot and check it out. Hopefully you will stick around. This was one of the funnier episodes you'll have. All our episodes are funny here and there, but this one was pure comedy for a half an hour. I really was in tears. And I think one more thing here. I'm going to close out with one more funny clip, and this is from our friend Lucky225. This shows that even someone like me makes a mistake now and then. So I'm going to play this. Yeah, no, you'll love this clip. I don't mind putting these up at my expense. I'll put this up, Lucky225. This basically, this is what happened when I called to check my voicemail one day. So we're going to close with that, and then I do not know what the closing music... Yeah, I know what the closing music is going to be. I'm going to play Zerl.
Hell yeah.
Dedication to the Hackers and the Crackers. This is the full version. I chopped it to 1 minute to open the show. Don't like a long intro. One full minute to open it, and it's me edit it together. This is the full version. It's not the remix. This is the full original version of this song that everybody asks me about, that I get emailed about regularly. People email me, what did you open Hack TV with? It's the same song. This is Zerl. Z-E-A-R-L-E. Go to Zerl.com, and the song is Dedication to the Hackers and the Crackers. So we thank him once again. He's worked with us so well and given us permission to use all of his music and such great stuff that he's written for us.
Up to him, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to close with the full uncut version of that after Lucky's recording here. And if you stick around after our closing music, you might have an extra special closing by none other than myself and Lucky225, a tune that we just can't get enough of. So stick around after our closing theme from Zerl and check it out. And that is going to do it for our anniversary episode, 52 in a row. Hopefully 52 more in a row.
Hopefully.
And Mr. Parallel, and you know what, and if I may, I said this at the beginning of the show, you, Rax, you know what, everybody in DDP, everyone that I've had as a guest on the show, all the people that have sent me emails, I know this is, it sounds like this is a fake statement, but I swear to you it's not. The show would not be what it is without you. If I didn't get email of people asking questions, and I look that up, and I do the research, and I try to give answers. You want a show topic? I say, hey, that is a good show topic, and I'll try to dedicate a show to it. You guys are writing the show, and you guys don't you don't see that sometimes. You don't believe that sometimes. Your feedback and emails help form the show, and I'm trying to fulfill what your requests are and try to make this something that everybody wants and likes. So please keep giving us the feedback. Please let us know what you think. Radio@benrev.com is the email address. And once again, Duel, to you personally, thank you so much for RFA all these years and for helping me with WinRev and everything. So why don't you close us out? Why don't you start the closing comment here that we always end 52 episodes of editing.
Started this time?
Huh?
I get to start it?
You get to start it this time. At 52,
awesome.
52 episodes in a row where we tell everybody.
We'll see you same hack time.
Same hack channel.
Ah,
later.
Data.
Welcome to the T-Mobile Messaging Center. Please enter the 10-digit number of the person you are trying to reach.
Yo, you've reached Stank Dog cell phone. Unfortunately, you're hearing Lucky225's voice. There could only be one reason. Stank Dog left his voicemail on default. Bad Stank Dog, bad.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press 1 to send a numeric page.
This is dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers. You know what I'm saying? If you hear this, I want you to bump this and do your dirt, dog. Do your dirt. You could fill a stadium with cats using shit cracked by radium. Liquid sky will never die. Before the crackers and the hackers, life was whacker. Software we could never stack for. We were floored by these evil hordes. All the best shit we could never afford. The internet and MP3, they set us free. I'm downloading Windows ME right now off FTP. Bitches will never find me, because I'm everywhere, see? Yo, dog, you got something new? Hit me off on ICQ, I'll help you back and jive. I got some top-notch shit on iDrive. You shut one site down, we multiply. Like a phoenix from a different place, we rise. Then you got the squares. Yo, dude, you're stealing, don't you care? LOL, bitch, I got a terabyte of wares. I like my files sick, zip, or rare. I'll download 700 segments from 1,000 sites. I'll drink coffee, snort speed, I'll
stay up all night. A hockey company site in black and white. Ghost ISPs, find me, please. Dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. The ones that set us free. Thanks, G, for setting us free. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled, ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones. And NASDAQ leave you flat on your back. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAS, ZIP, SIS. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Your encryption is primitive Egyptian. I'll do more with a 486 and a Plex Tor. We've won when 6 billion got athlons. And we tell each other how to get it on. Cyber armies and the Pentagon were storming. I just found out who killed JFK. The smoking gun will have it within a day. All the lies even faster. Go check the name Truth on Napster. Digital disaster. The bricks will never find me in this matrix. A million keyboard voices all named Morpheus. This is dedicated to those who set me free. Got a buzz, you're always my cuz. Radium, if I could only say to them thanks. Callisto, you know, Utopia, and all my digital dogs. My net dons, my cyber gangsters, my wire warriors, my computer comrades. This is for you. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. I wouldn't be able to do shit without y'all, man. I'd be sitting in front of my fucking computer doing a goddamn thing, playing games. Y'all made it possible. This is dedicated to you.
Computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza. I'll call my cat. I'll call the White House. Have a chat. I'll call them all around the world. Operator, get me Beijing, ching, ching.
Yes!
A sister and a dog a phone, a grandpa phone and a gramophone too. My cellular banana phone. The phone ring ring ring.
It's a phone with a peel.
Ring ring ring.
Now you can have your phone and eat it too.
Song track
this song
me banana.
Got me banana.